John, the third chapter of the book of John. Please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. I'm going to read one verse, the wonderful verse, John 3:16, precious verse of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Father, I thank you today for your wonderful goodness and kindness and grace to us. And Father, I thank you for your power, your wisdom, and Lord, we certainly ask you for that today. And Father, as we preach, we pray that you'll take it and use it today to thy glory. And help us, oh Father, to understand how wonderful it is to be able to serve you. And we'll thank and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. A few years back, the Lord laid it upon my heart. I was reading over in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. And there's a verse of Scripture there, of course, concerning the rapture of the church, the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in it says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." And I was reading that, and the Lord directed my thoughts back a little bit over my life, and I preached a sermon soon after that, which I called, "Them Also Will God Bring With Him." And I got to thinking about my ministry and thinking about the things that's happened since I was called to preach back in 1970. And God began to direct my thoughts about the people whom he would bring with him. What really stirred this was a man from Michigan. His name is Pat Bolton, which I had led to the Lord when I was there in Midland, Michigan. And he had come by our house. He'd come out of his way. He was going down to Texas, and he came by our house, called me and said, "I want to come by and see you." Well, I didn't remember the date that Pat Bolton got saved, but the day that he came by the house a few years back, I had led him to Christ. And he came by and he ate dinner with us and we visited and all of that. And he said, "Brother Ross, I wanted to tell you why I wanted to come by today." And he told me how many years it had been. And he said, "It was on this day that many years ago I received Christ as my personal Savior." And before he left, he gave me a big hug, big bear hug. Now, you got to know this guy because he'd squeeze you half to death. I mean, even me. But anyway, but he gave me a big bear hug and he said, "Thank you." And he began to cry. And he got in his car, and he had a trailer behind it, and he took off out of the driveway, and he stopped at the end of the driveway and got out and run back and give me another hug and said, "I want to thank you for telling me how to be saved." Now, we both discussed the fact that it was Jesus that done the saving. We recognize that. We have no trouble with that. We know who does the saving, don't we, folks? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. But this man was thankful for those who had been responsible at least to share the gospel with him. Now, I got to thinking about that after, and I got to thinking about when I first was saved and first answered the call to preach. And I remember over at Providence Baptist Church, I was preaching, and one day a man, 77 years of age at that time, his name was Mr. Hera, walked down the aisle and looked at me and met me here, shook my hand, and he said to me, "I've been a member of this church for 35 years. It's just about time I got saved, isn't it?" And I remember that, and I remember those times, and I'm not going to be able to give you a whole lot of them because I want to do something else. But I remember a Mr. and Mrs. Wasmer right up here in town that we had went to their home, older folk. We was able to lead to know Christ. And I remember the day that we baptized both of them right back here. She's a big, kind of heavy-set lady. He was a thin but older gentleman, getting them down into the baptistry, baptizing them. They accepted Christ as their Savior. I remember Henry and Kate Zuter, Sister Ruthie and Sister Jean's mother and dad. And I remember them very well the night they called me and told me before that when they got ready, they'd call me. And I remember one night, later of an evening, we got a call from Henry, and he said, "Pastor, you remember I told you when I got ready I'd call you?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "I'm ready." And we went over and was able to show them how to be saved, and Jesus saved them that night. I can't tell you all and now because, like I said, I don't have time for that, but I remember out on the East Coast, there was a lady. I went to see the daughter of this lady. She was in all kinds of problems. She was in some witchcraft and all kinds of things. Problems were happening. One of the boys that she was running around with hung himself one night. Because of some dope, he just threw a rope over a stairway, put it around his neck, and just jumped off and just hung himself. And she witnessed this thing or seen it right after it happened. I went to see this young lady and talked to her, and I asked her if she'd want to come to church. Or I asked the mother. The mother came to the door, and I said, I came to see your daughter and want to know if she'd come to church Sunday. And she says, I don't know what my daughter will do, but I won't tell you I will. And anyway, soon after that, long story short, she came and walked the aisle there to where we was meeting and accepted Christ as her personal Savior. Wasn't too long after that, her family made fun of her and ridiculed her for all of this. And she dropped out for a little while. And she got sick, went to the hospital. And I went in and sat with her at the hospital. And she said to me, she said, Pastor, when I get out of here, they're not going to make fun of me anymore. I'm going to be in God's house. They'll never do that to me again. I know I'm a Christian. They'll never do it to me again. She got out of the hospital, and 2 weeks later, a blood clot turned loose, and she died. And I thought about, one of these days, God will bring her with Him when He comes. That's what it's all about, folks. That's what it's all about. And I could tell you other stories. I was thinking about Mr. Horton laying over in the nursing home over in Sullivan, Indiana. I remember when his wife died and was on his wife's deathbed when she was near death that Mr. Horton received Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Got a tremendous testimony now, wanting to go home, wanting to go on, wanting Jesus to come after him. I'm simply just saying to you, the reason is, one of these days, some of these folk are going to come with him when he comes. And the reason is because there's been faithful soul winners down through the years that's been willing to present the gospel of Jesus Christ, tell them how to be saved. So this morning, I want to just encourage you. We just had a great week in Vacation Bible School. I remember back a few years ago, I sat in David Beatty's home. This is Pastor David Beatty in Vincennes, Indiana. His son Andy was there. We were sitting there, and Andy was telling, my wife and I went to visit him. Andy was telling us about what he was doing during the summer times on a Bible time, he called it. They would come in, and he would bring three or four or five or six boys are with him, and they would have a Bible time, and then right after that they call what they called a rally time. They would have a rally time. And so I said to Andy, I said, Andy, why don't you come? I said, we're going to have a tent over at Wilford. We're going to have a tent. Why don't you come and you hold a rally time? And I said, I'll take care of the Vacation Bible School. We'll do it a little bit different. We're going to have a regular Vacation Bible School. We'll do crafts. We'll do all that. You just get ready for a rally time. And we did, and God blessed that. We had a tremendous time. Well, soon after that, I asked Brother Brewer if he would do the rally time for us. And he's been doing it ever since. And it's a great and wonderful time. But I said, I'll take care of the Bible school. We'll take care of it. We'll do all that. We'll get the classes and all of that. Our teachers will. But I said, you take care of rally time, and you get it prepared. And he's done that faithfully, and I'm very thankful for that. God has blessed that down through the years. God laid on my heart that, look, if we can get them in a classroom situation, teach them the Word of God. Yes, give them some crafts and all that, but teach them the Word of God. Bring them out then into the rally time where we have some fun and all of that, and then let Brother Brewer here preach again the Word of God that nails nail home, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because of that, and because then at that invitation, we've even told our teachers, don't give an invitation in your class. Wait till rally time. And God blessed in a wonderful, blessed way. But they was responsible for getting those kids prepared and ready. I remember standing outside some of these classes. I've done that every year. I've heard these teachers. I've heard them giving the Word of God. I've heard them telling them how to be saved and encouraging them. Listen, if you're lost, you're without Christ, when the invitation comes, walk that aisle. Come down that aisle, receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And this year we had 41 precious souls that did that at the response to the invitation during our rally time. I'm very grateful for that, so thankful for it. And what I want to do is this. We've been doing that for a few years now. God has blessed it, and I want to say something to you, the people. I want you to listen to me for just a few moments. There's no way for anybody in this room or anywhere to know all the planning and preparation that went into this Bible school. There's no one, even myself, and I know a lot of it, but I don't know all the preparation and the work that's been done. And I believe, and I've entitled this morning, Because You Cared. The reason we had success is because you cared enough to do it. I don't know all the visiting and the registrations that took place before the Bible school, but I know they took place, and I know multitudes of visits was made, and I know registrations was gotten and received from boys and girls all over. I don't know all the prayer that was offered up to God in the last couple, 3 months, but I do know this, it was offered up. And I know people prayed and asked God to do a marvelous and wonderful thing. And God blessed in a wonderful, blessed way. He took care of the buses, kept them running, and took care of the safety. We had one accident, and I don't want to call it a little accident. 3 stitches is not a little accident, but he's just fine. Back in Bible school the next day, he fell getting on a bus. It was slick, and he slipped out and came down on the step of the bus and put a cut here. Levi Hall did that, put a cut right here on his chin. He had 3 stitches. But what I'm simply saying is, out of 276 people, and all it was doing, getting on buses, off buses, running them upstairs, outstairs, God was so good to us. He was marvelous to us. Then all the crafts that people prepared, the preparation for it, hours after hours was put into that. This preacher knows that, and God knows it, and the reason it was success is because you cared enough to do it. Not only that, all the refreshments. I can't believe the preparation that had to be made before the Bible school and just getting all of those things ready. We'll say more about that in a minute. We got buses and bus drivers and van drivers and people picking up little children in the cars and bringing them to Vacation Bible School. Can you imagine the hours that these bus workers put in? Theirs wasn't done at 12 o'clock, approximately 2 o'clock. And they took them home and delivered them safely and got them there. It's because you cared enough to do it is the reason we had success. You understand? You cared enough, and there's going to be one of these days God's going to bring with Him some of these because you cared enough to do it. Not only that, we had a nursery, and Mrs. Moore was our nursery worker, and most folk didn't even see her during the week, but because she was there, others had an opportunity to serve in classes. Thank God for that. Every item, everything that was accomplished was done because there were some people who cared. Teachers taught, and let me say to you, sometimes under very difficult times. Wasn't always easy. Sometimes it was jammed into rooms. Sometimes they were sitting two on a chair. And it was difficult. But let me say to you, teachers taught, and they done their best, and they asked God's help, and they taught the Word of God to those youngsters. Thank God for that. It's because you cared enough to do it. And let me say to you, this pastor saw your haggard faces sometimes. I saw how tired you was. I saw the frustration at times, but you didn't let it get to you. You went ahead and taught. I saw those wonderful helpers that came to this Vacation Bible School and worked day in and day out. I mean, they worked hard so teachers could teach the Word of God. Did you know we had, most of the time, every day this week, we had close to 40 workers every day. That is amazing. We had adults, we used our teens, our higher teens, to help and work. They've done a tremendous job. 40, can you imagine that? In daytime Vacation Bible School, helpers that helped make this a great success. I just can't say thank you enough. You did it. Why? Because you cared. I remember seeing those doing bathroom duty. That's always fun. One little boy, he had me going around and around. You see, I understand. This little boy said to me, he said, I got to go to the bathroom. I said, all right, son, I'll take you to the bathroom. We went into the bathroom, and I was kind of watching him, you know, and making sure he was doing everything all right. And so after he got done, we wasn't out of there 5 minutes, and he said, I got to go to the bathroom again. So dummy me, I took him to the bathroom again. I knew better than that. But I took him back, and he went in there and turned his back, you know, and then he acted like he was doing something. He wasn't doing anything. He just goofing. But I smartened up, so I know what some of you went through. But anyway, I know that I seen adults running kids back and forth the bathroom all day long. You done it because you cared. You helped them because you cared. I saw others collecting trash during our rally time, and some of the other, they was down there cleaning up, getting trash all picked up, put in the dumpster. We filled the dumpster twice this week. But I seen them do it because they cared. You understand what I'm saying? Not only that, I saw the missions offering that came in. And what we've done with every dime that came in to Vacation Bible School, we divided it. For the last few years we've done this, we divided it in between two missionaries. And whatever comes in, we divide it. We had $505 come in this year for missions. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? God did that. And I saw those who brought those offerings in, and they was collected and they was counted, and all those pennies was rolled and prepared for the bank. I saw all that work. I seen it done. Why? Because you cared. I saw tally sheets totaled up, typed up, and given out. I saw all those things done because you cared. I saw craft time come around. And I saw helpers just pitch in everywhere to help in our craft time to get it done, because those crafts are important to those little fellows and little girls. And I seen helpers just put their hands in and do it because it needed done. I saw chairs and tables moved. I saw extra crafts made at the last minute. One morning, somebody came to me and said, we need two more crafts, and somebody's got to cut them out of wood. Can you get a message to them? I said, I'll get the message to them. Before craft time, they'd cut them out and had them delivered to the church. It was here already. And I know others worked hard after Bible school of an evening to get craft ready for the next year or next day. What I'm simply saying is, folks, it's because people cared enough to do it. I seen the refreshments. I seen them served, good refreshments, served and on time. And you talk about work. I'm telling you, I watched them out there. I saw the work that they did. I know the multitudes of ice that had to be ground up for snow cones. I know all the cookies that people made from this church. They made dozens after dozens after dozens of cookies and brought them to here for Vacation Bible School, so that little boys and girls could have some. I saw the many packages of Kool-Aid, a 50-gallon of it mixed up for Bible school. I saw all the ice, and I saw people bringing in bags of ice and things constantly throughout the week because they cared. I saw hot dogs, 450 of them, devoured on Friday. I saw them eat them. Some, as Brother Brewer said, some of them didn't get the buns, but they got the hot dogs. They got the chips. They got all of these other things. There were some fast food places in Linton who donated cups and spoons, and syrup was donated. You know why? Because people cared. People cared enough to do it. Rally time come along, and once again I saw teachers bring those kids back into these rooms, sometimes holding one or two on their lap. Some of our helpers and workers this week was sick, and they came anyway. They pulled those little boys and girls on their laps and loved them and helped them, and while they was squirming everywhere sometimes. In fact, some of the kids that went home has got longer arms than they did when they came. A kid would take off, and I'd see a worker go like this and pull him back. Some kids went home with 3 inches longer than they was. Rally time come. Fun time. Had a tremendous fun time. Just joy. The kids loved it. We had a good time. We had volunteers that helped Brother Brewer in rally time. Preparation had to be made for all of that. Then came the preaching and the invitation. Preaching of God's Word, the wonderful, blessed book, the Word of God. Invitation was given, and many, many boys and girls walked these aisles to receive Christ as their personal Savior. Ribbons were given out. Pop was given out for those who had visitors. They were dismissed, and the bus people took over and once again took them home. Messes was cleaned up. Carpets was swept. And it began again the next day. I'm simply saying to you this morning, it's because you cared that it happened. Now I want you to listen to me. Because Jesus Christ cared, 41 souls won't have to go to hell. We done the preparation, we done the work, we done the physical things that had to be done, and you done it well, you done it good, you worked together tremendously. I want to say and commend you for that. I did not hear, if there was, I did not hear a cross word all week. If there was one, I didn't hear it. You worked together, you got the job done. But you know what? Because God so loved this world, He gave His only begotten Son. It was because that God the Father loved an old wicked world so much that He was willing to send His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, to die upon the old rugged cross. The Bible talks about that God draws us to Him. God the Father does that. For the counsel and foreknowledge of God before the very foundation of the world, God had it all planned. Wonderful plan of salvation that we would be saved. He knew about June the 7th through the 11th in 1993. And He had it all planned. And Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, the Son of God, died there on that cross many years ago so that we could have eternal life. And the blessed, sweet, Holy Spirit of God, who comes to live within us, moved upon hearts this week, drew them to the Lord that they might be saved. You see, it's because He cared. 41 souls came to Christ. Say, Brother Ross, why are you stressing that? I'm telling you because that's something we can't do. We do all the preparation with His strength, with His help. And we do the physical part of it, but we can't save the souls. And because Jesus cared enough to come and God sent Him and the Holy Spirit cares enough to convict of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, 41 souls are going to be in heaven. And so today I simply want to say to you, I want to publicly thank our wonderful, wonderful Savior for all of His goodness and mercy that He's bestowed upon Blessed Hope Baptist Church. He has given us a great opportunity this week to serve Him, to be a part of something wonderful, to see Him move upon hearts, to change lives, to do the work that needs to be done. I want every person to go away from this week praising our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our wonderful Heavenly Father who loves us so much, the wonderful, sweet Holy Spirit who cared enough to come and be here and convict of sin. I want Him publicly to be thanked and honored. We are but His servants who had one of the greatest privileges in the world to serve Him this week. And I want to say something to you. With that many, there may not be any left unsaved. I don't know. A lot of them kids came and was at other churches. But what I want to tell you is this. He still loves you and wants you to be saved. It may be very possible. You're here this morning. You say, Brother Ross, if I died today, I do not know whether I'd go to heaven or not. Let me tell you some wonderful news. God wants you to know. And God wants to save you. I don't care who you are, whether you're a child, you're an adult, you're an older person. It makes no difference. All I know is this. If you do not have the assurance of salvation, you cannot say this morning, I know I'm saved. And I know if I died today, I'd go to heaven. I know that for sure. If you cannot say that, you need to come and receive Christ and be saved. And you need to receive the assurance of your salvation that when you walk from this place, you'll be saved, ready for heaven. Folks, listen, God loves you so much. Jesus died for you, did he not? Do me a favor. Don't walk from this place this morning doubting and wondering whether you are a child of God or not. Don't do that. Don't take that chance. Amen? Come and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the reason God sent his Son, so that whosoever would believe upon him would have everlasting life. He loves you. He wants you to be saved. If you're not sure of salvation, we invite you to join into this great victory that God won this week, and just simply be a part of it. Come and receive Christ as your personal Savior. Don't say no to him. Come and receive him and be saved this morning. All right, let's bow our heads.